Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
We are going to have it going on the program this morning, folks. When you get something like this, this kind of a news story, it just means that, you know, there's desperation time. We've known it's been desperation time for the Democrats and the far left, and now this is something they're going to seize on, and they truly, truly believe, everybody, that they finally got this done. It's going to start becoming a cascade effect and so forth, but I'm just not so sure of that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is beginning. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment, you'd like to opine. And also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody on AM 860. Welcome to everybody on AM 930. Welcome to everybody along the GCN network of stations. And, of course, GCN distributes our program out to their great AM and FM radio affiliates. So good morning to everybody at GCN, of course. And, once again, good morning to you. Let's also say good morning to our good friend, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Well, you know, we were just talking about this right before the top of the hour, but just to recap, of course, the Colorado Supreme Court voted 4-3 to remove Trump off of the primary ballot, finding, in their words, basically, that he engaged in insurrection, et cetera, as according to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Section 3, and this precluded him from holding office. So my question to you to start off here on this hour number three is that, does this hold water? Is the Supreme Court going to just, will it even be a unanimous vote? Probably not, but they're going to reject it, though, don't you think?
No, I think they'll take the case, to be honest with you. I don't think they have a choice but to take the case.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was they'll reject this as a matter of law, basically. Yeah, they'll hear it.
On their opinion.
But, yeah, they'll strike
down the decision.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, I believe that to be true.
Well, and when that happens, don't you think there's going to be, these calls of, well, the court's illegitimate. Look, it's all a bunch of Trumpers up there. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, interestingly enough, there's two or three states where the same case is before their court, and they upheld Trump staying on the ballot. So this is the first state with the similar, you know, argument where the court has ruled against it. So, and I think there's, again, four or five more that have it. So this is kind of a nationwide effort to keep him off the ballot. So
right.
Given that you've got a handful of states that have already said he can stay on the ballot, I don't think that the Supreme Court can say that they're a bunch of Trumpers at the Supreme Court.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Tell you what, we've got Aaron in Denver. We haven't heard from Aaron for a little bit. So good morning, Aaron. You're on with Denise Simon this morning.
Yeah, Cap, Professor of Politics and Mr. Neal, you know, this decision is just stupid on steroids. It is so outrageous. The man, I mean, when Trump was running in 2016, he didn't win the state of Colorado. He campaigned here like one time. So Trump is running in 2020, trying to get another 4 years in the White House. Didn't win the state of Colorado. What a shock. Didn't win the state. And then you got these, whether they're, you know, so-called Democrats or rhinos or whatever these idiots want to call us, trying to get take him out the ballot and want to take my rights as an American to make a decision who I want to vote for,
right,
to be in the White House in 2025. I mean, this decision is so outrageous. And hopefully the Supreme Court at the federal level will say, look, this is stupid. Oh, this decision at the state level in my beautiful state of Colorado is stupid, 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 and stupid. But anyway, Professor Politics, Denise, have a good night.
Hey, thank you, Aaron in Denver, Colorado. Everybody, we appreciate Aaron very much. And yeah, Denise, what do you think about that? I think he's onto something.
Interestingly enough, I think the decision is also includes, and I haven't read it, but I think it also includes the notion that you, even if his name is not on the ballot, that you can't write him in.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they actually included that in their finding or in their decision. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is, and what Aaron's expressing here is this idea that, again, people want to be able to vote for whom they want to vote for and not be told who they can't vote for.
Well, it was a 4-3 decision, so it wasn't a unanimous decision. So that actually would hold some sway on that, too, if the Supreme Court takes it up.
Well,
and you're going to have to do it fast. Yeah. They literally are going to have to change the docket, whatever's on their docket, and do this thing real, real quickly.
Yeah, I appreciate what Jonathan Turley called it. He called it the rocket docket, and that's exactly what
right.
it has to be. Well,
that's
and
right.
the Supreme Court in Colorado actually said they'll stay their decision, I think, until right the day before they have to finalize
correct.
This based on the idea that there will likely be an appeal on this. So,
correct.
Exactly.
They know it, and I think they know that they're wrong.
Right.
In fact, there was a short interview by phone to the Colorado Secretary of State, and they basically said if we didn't do this, then it would be a get-out-of-jail-free card for Trump. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what.
Get out of jail for what?
No kidding. Well, stay right there, Denise. Callers, stay right there as well. When we come back, we got more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and your calls. Kyle Warren with you, and we've got it going on this morning. There is a lot happening. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them? I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Traveling through this Wednesday edition. Got the little St. Nick going as well. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Beach Boys, they still sound good, don't they? That's just a great song from way back when. And folks, so welcome back to the show, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. We've got the lines lighting up again. That is really good. We really appreciate that. We really love that. And, of course, we also love to talk to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, don't forget, go over there and check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has over at founderscode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Thanks.
Good morning. Absolutely. You know, before we get to the callers, again, this particular ruling seems to be, it's trumpeted by many, but you pointed out something very important, and that was on the same basic merits, this has already been struck down, I think, in Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, and a couple of other states as well. But it's also pending in other states at this time,
yes.
Like Texas, as I recall.
Yes.
So, you know, the Supreme Court is literally going to be the deciding factor here. If they uphold it, then it, maybe all bets are off for some of these other states. But I don't think it's going to go that way.
Okay, why not?
Well, because, again, I think on its face, you'd have to say, well, was there an insurrection? Was there, you know, did this happen? And also, of course, because it opens up such a slippery slope of simply saying, well, now, hey, you know, we could come up with a bunch of stuff about Joe Biden and say, well, he's given aid and comfort to the enemy by obliterating the border. So let's get him off the ballot in red states. I mean, there is no end to that.
Well, and that's precisely right. And so let's necessarily understand that you could, under the same premise of the argument of the Colorado court, you could say that Biden himself has not upheld his duties nor his oath by violating all immigration law. You could also say the same thing, that he is in violation of the Supreme Court decision over student loans, which I think he forgave another $8 billion this week already. But interestingly enough, the Biden administration just signed a waiver for the United Arab Emirates, and I'm not sure why the UAE, but to allow Iran, I guess through the UAE, to begin to withdraw money from the $10 billion, I'm sorry, not UAE, it's Oman, the $10 billion.
Right.
That, yeah.
Which is supposed to go to just humanitarian or stuff like that. And we're supposed to police that. Like, don't worry.
Allowing Iran to initiate the withdrawal of $10 billion in Oman. Okay? Now, this is coming from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Right.
So.
Well, I tell you what, let's head over to line one here. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, calling in this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning.
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
I hear
you.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm one of the children of those World War II greatest generation veterans, and I know where that quote comes from. That's another story. I don't want to get into it. But just a little detail. Any previous era in American history, if Congress gives you the command of a U.S. Navy gunboat, okay, they don't want you to go fishing. If you get into a fistfight, they want you to throw punches, you know. That quote is embedded in that mentality, you know. Charge of the Light Brigade. I'm getting off the subject. I referenced last night Mark Levin. And I didn't take any notes, I should have, but he kind of cut right to the bottom line. What's going on with Biden, the reason he should be impeached, the core reason, high crimes and misdemeanors. He refuses to enforce immigration law. And the purse strings are embedded in the House of Representatives. He has no jurisdiction, no authority, no leverage over forgiving student loans. Denise, I think you agree with me on that, correct?
Yes. I just said that, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so why can't you kick Joe Biden off the ballot? And all you got to do is get some judges to say, yeah, it's Article 14.
Well, I would say it's clear, you know, but the question is, these worm weasel Republicans are worthless, okay? Mike Pence had all the authority under the Constitution to postpone that electoral vote count, and he turned into a weasel and a worm. Let me just advance forward a little bit. What we're seeing now in Colorado, based upon my studies of the Constitution, I'm not a constitutional scholar. I listen to Mark Levin. I have a real admiration for Professor Dershowitz. Maybe in a future lifetime I could study with him. But they're running this thing through the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. But there's another another clause or other parts of the 14th Amendment. And there are three clauses to the 14th Amendment: due process, privileges and immunities, and equal protection under the law. Trump has not been charged with insurrection. I don't think he's been charged with anything of any criminal
content. That's exactly right. Yeah. Exactly
and
right.
These judges, without a jury, have made a decision. He is guilty.
Yeah, okay? It's a star chamber. Yeah.
It's a star chamber. Maybe I heard Denise mention this. This shows the supremacy of one-party control, the Democratic Party, colluding with the media.
Mm-hmm.
It is an outrage. We have transitioned to
the fourth state.
A police state. It's not socialism. It's not. It's none of that. Okay. It is. We're moving in the direction of posse comitatus, martial law. Okay. This must be fast tracked.
yeah.
to the Supreme Court to put an end to it. This is an assault, an attack upon the integrity of the United States Constitution, our entire political system. It is a total outrage.
Yeah, it really is a major, major deal. But thanks, Neil, for the call. Let's let Denise respond here, then we'll because we're going to come up to the break here sooner than later. But thanks again for your call this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Good night.
Okay, take care. Neil and Henderson, everybody. So, yeah, what do you think, Denise? I mean, this is a huge thing.
I mean, he's echoing what I said. So, I mean, you know, hat tip to Neil. You know, I try not to be hyperbolic, but, you know, I look at some of the actions of other people across the United States. And, you know, the fact of what this decision of the Colorado court has come out with leads to another January 6th now, doesn't it? I mean,
because at least and that's what they're almost just like they're hoping for that kind of thing.
I was going to use the word inviting it. It's really quite stunning. I think I mentioned this the other day on the show. I learned a new word earlier this week or last week, and it's really kind of defines it all, and the word is Celo Vicky. And I think that's where we are. And it's a Russian word that essentially says it's a person or entity who works for any state organization that is authorized to use force against its citizens or others. It's a police state.
Yeah.
Which is really what the FSB, KGB, GRU, blah, 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 blah. So that's what the Democrats have become or trying to become. It's a complete endorsement of a police state.
Yeah, and smiling all the way. You know, just saying, yeah, this is so good. I mean, you got people saying you got to do this to save democracy. That's really chilling. Let's take away democracy in order to preserve democracy. Can you imagine if Republicans said that?
And the fact that this is gone worldwide, that we've got other world leaders that are weighing in on this and comparing. The United States is, you know, through our own State Department and the NGOs, which really began, I would argue, in earnest under the Obama administration, have done the same, and we've issued sanctions against countries that have done this.
No kidding.
Including Pakistan.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Greg in Tampa, if you can hold on here through the break, we're going to bring you on right when we come back from the commercial break. So stay right there, everybody. We got a lot more going on.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. A winter snowstorm that brought a white Christmas to many Americans is now wreaking havoc as it continues to move east. A blizzard warning remains in effect for portions of north and central Nebraska, with wind gusts as high as 55 miles an hour. A recent proposal from Egypt to end the war between Israel and Hamas calls for a ceasefire, the release of hostages, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts. Senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, claims he is open to another ceasefire deal.
By beefing up our military efforts, by destroying their military machine, by taking out their senior commanders, we're placing pressure on them, which makes them more desperate for a timeout, for some sort of temporary ceasefire, and we're willing to give that if they release hostages.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bells will be ringing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
My baby's gone. I have no friends.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing through this Wednesday edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And we've been getting some great calls this morning. We also want to give a shout-out to Uncle Rick, listening on 9:30 a.m. in Manatee County, and he says, good morning to Kyle and Denise. Keep up the good work. And Denise Simon, founderscode.com. That's a great message to get, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we sure appreciate it, Uncle Rick, and definitely keep them coming, and we're glad that you're out there and listening. All right, well, once again, folks, we are talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And so definitely go over there and check that out. And Denise, you know, we've had Greg in Tampa holding on the line here for a while. And so we definitely want to go ahead and bring him on because I think he's got a question or a comment for you. Good morning, Greg in Tampa.
How you doing, Kyle?
Doing great this morning. Thanks for calling.
I don't know if you remember, and I'm glad I get to talk to Denise. 3 weeks ago, I told you, made a prediction that Biden would be gone the next 3 months. And this is why, because the Democrats have to run someone here soon if they're going to run anyone. Every day, his brother came out today, when they start getting to his grandchildren, he's going to have to do something. And he's going to have to pardon everyone on his way out. The Democrats are going to have to go to him like the Republicans did Nixon and said, it's time to go. Whether you like it or not, you have to go. We have the votes because you have to go. You're killing us on every front, including the border, especially the border. So in the next months, I'm predicting that. Now, getting back to the other point that y'all were talking about, that last caller, hit it perfectly. These judges made a judgment on a thing that he has not been convicted of yet. So no case has been before him about convicting him of anything.
Exactly.
So how can they make that decision of being judges upon not being judges of a case that he hasn't been convicted of yet?
By taking such a broad interpretation of everything about that amendment, and then all kinds of other stuff that Trump ever said and did, and they try to amalgamate all that together and create this illusion that, you know, their finding is correct.
Yeah, the ones right now pulling their hair out are not Donald Trump. It's not any of the Trump supporters. It's Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, because they just came out with another thing that's unconstitutional, not going to hold up, and now his poll numbers are going to jump 10 points because people are tired of hearing him getting convicted of things he's not being convicted of, and they're just ridiculous allegations. We all know that. We can just, I mean, the climate people understand that kind of, Antifa people understand that kind of stuff. The other rest of Americans, you got to understand, there's a lot of Americans out here that live in the middle of the country and all of that, and they keep commenting on New York, Chicago, and L.A., New York, Chicago, L.A. Well, there's more to the country than those three blue states that are living under terrible conditions because of the Joe Biden. Look what they did to the mayor. All of a sudden, he speaks out against Joe Biden and saying it's his fault because of immigration. Now what? He's under investigation.
Right.
He's got every department locked up right now, and they're doing exactly what they want him to do. And until Congress defunds Christopher Wray's position and gets him out of there and starts defunding the DOJ and everybody else and starts hitting about four or five different layers and then say, okay, now we're going to start funding these guys.
Right. Well, I tell you what, let's let Denise respond to that a little bit there. We appreciate so much what you're talking about. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, first thing is that Vivek Ramaswamy came out almost immediately and said that if Trump is in fact removed from the ballot, meaning after January, so he's got a little bit of slippery dateline here, that he would take himself off the ballot.
Right, and he called on the other candidates to do the same thing.
Senator Mike Lee came out with, this is the kind of wake-up call we should not ignore. Nor is this just another bad politically motivated ruling. So, you know, and he is a brilliant constitutionalist too, he and Ted Cruz. DeSantis comes out with, the left invokes democracy to justify its use of power, even if it means abusing judicial power to remove a candidate from a ballot based on a spurious legal grounds. SCOTUS should reverse. So DeSantis is standing in the breach, too, and that's a good place. I mean, he said it the right way.
Right. Exactly.
It's really stunning. As I heard this yesterday, I was standing in the kitchen, and I said to myself, you know what? It's absolutely fascinating how you can have lawyers and you can have judges. They all operate from the same document. They all operate from the Constitution. They all operate from previous court decisions. And it's absolutely fascinating to me how you can still get all of these different interpretations.
No kidding. No kidding.
Both from judges and from lawyers.
Yeah.
It's just staggering how these arguments can be made.
Well, Greg in Tampa, we sure appreciate the call, and we're going to head over to another line here real quick. But thanks again, Greg in Tampa. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Elliot Wesley Chapel, you are on with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. What you got for us this morning? Elliot Wesley Chapel? Elliott Wesley Chapel, going once, going twice.
Oh, yeah.
He might have put the phone down or something. All right. Well, sometimes that does happen. But, well, Denise, again, what Greg was talking about was so important. And what you're talking about, again, see, this is where the disconnect is with a lot of folks because, you know, they do see that there should be sort of a common sense interpretation here. And they're seeing something that's so far out of the
mix. And that's why these lawyers, with whatever case they have, they judge shop.
Well, of course. Oh, yeah. Big time.
And, I mean, that tells us that we have a bigger administrative state that's working against our republic and working against the citizens than we could ever define. You know, Steve Miller, who was a previous top advisor to Trump, you know, he created an organization, America First Legal, and they do great work over there. And, of course, you got Tom Fenton over there, Judicial Watch. I would say that we don't have enough of them. I mean, you know, what did they say in the movie The Godfather? We need to go to the mattresses. But this one right here tells us that we're not – we can't keep blaming the Republicans. You know, they don't have the majority in the Senate, and they barely have any kind of majority in the House. But this really comes down, I mean, they're working as hard as they can work, I would argue. Now, some are a little on the slippery side over in the Senate side. But this really comes down to an administrative state. And that administrative state, there are a bunch of hidden people in there. So I think it's time that we absolutely, we need more legitimate Project Veritas's and James O'Keefe's and Steve Miller's, and we need more of this.
But you know, and I agree. And but what happens is that they are portrayed and made out to be so fringe, right? That you know, it's like, oh, they're just on about, you know, America or saving the Constitution or stuff like that, and it's actually almost drowned out by the notion that, well, you know, why are they even doing this? There aren't any real problems that they're talking, you know, it's like they're inventing problems. That's kind of the message.
Well, wait till you see some of these leaders, you know, coming out of Russia, coming out of Iran, coming out of China, you know, Brazil, Cuba, Argentina, that just say, see, democracy doesn't work. The democracy is beginning to collapse here in the United States.
Yeah, that's very, very powerful what you just said. And that's why we absolutely have to have this thing go to the Supreme Court as fast as possible. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, thanks again so much. This has been a great discussion this morning. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Denise Simon, everybody. And folks, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, and we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through this Wednesday edition of the program. And we're glad you're there. We're glad to be here. And don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy and other stuff as well, I'm sure, because we're going to be joined here by Chris Markowski. He's none other than the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. If you'd like to find out more about Chris, you can also hear him right here on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, as I said, we're going to be talking about the economy, talking about money and so forth. I did see this earlier today, and I made a note to ask you about it, and that is, it looks like there is a group called Ned Davis Research, and they're saying that basically the problem in 2024 could be a liquidity shock from the Fed, and they are basically laying out this idea that the Fed's balance sheet continues to be reduced as a result of quantitative tightening. And that is going to cause a major malfunction in the economy. They're saying effectively the shrinking of the Fed's balance sheet has had no effect on banking liquidity. They say no wonder we are having a tough time seeing the impact of the Fed's tightening cycle on the real economy. So, you know, that's kind of a lot of different stuff going on in there. What do you make of that?
Well, that's something that the Fed can reverse fairly quickly if it goes in the wrong direction. I've seen some of those charts as well because of the the unwinding of the Fed's balance sheet, that, you know, again, that can be put in reverse very, very quickly. All you need to do is you can change reserve requirements for banks, or, you know, again, you get out there and they start buying bonds, again, which can change direction. So do I think that could be a problem? Yeah, but it's something that could be, you know, quite frankly, be easily rectified.
Well, that is really good to know. But a lot of times, and I know this, but the Fed can sometimes be sort of behind the times. You know, people see what's happening in the economy first. It's affecting a lot of people. And then the Fed kind of gets in gear and says, okay, we're going to adjust rates, basically. So I know that at least historically, the Fed has been sometimes slow to move. But it's good to hear when you're saying that it's something that they could, at the very least, move very quickly on once they made that decision.
Well, yeah. The Fed has been very slow to move on the myriad of things. And again, you know, we can kind of even take a look at it in regards to, you know, the whole inflation is transitory bit. So, you know, we'll see moving forward. But, you know, that's something you could just, you know, you could change a couple of things and that could be rectified fairly quickly. And again, I think the banks would enjoy that too, in regards to reserve requirements.
Well, you know, a lot of times, especially because we have the presidential campaign going on, a lot of times the idea of the stock market being high or low seems to always, you know, enter into candidate A or B's rhetoric about things. But I think didn't the stock market hit a different milestone the other day? I think, was it 37,000? You know, but yet on Main Street, people seem to be still having many issues. But how does that translate? I mean, there doesn't seem to be a direct correlation to the economy is great because the stock market reaches some huge milestone like that.
No, there's somewhat of a disconnect. And again, you got to take a look at where, you know, the market is now, you know, compared to it was, you know, a couple of years ago, and, you know, finally hitting some things and it coming back to some degree. And again, the market can be a very fickle thing over a short, you know, period of time. You know, I've written extensively over the fact that, you know, how markets do very, very well during recessions because, they're anticipating the recession ending and coming out stronger on the other side. And again, we've had a very lackluster economy. People say, well, it's not lackluster. We had, you know, decent GDP growth in 2023. Again, a lot of that to me is a bit of a sugar high. We've talked about this before because of all the government spending that's involved, and even with the jobs numbers, the amount of government jobs that are created. We need to have more intrinsic growth in regards to the private sector, which will translate better into people's pocketbooks.
Well, you know, over at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre has been saying the last few years have been challenging for the American people. We know that and so forth. But right now, according to a Fox News poll, 46% of voters say the Biden administration policies have hurt them. You know, I mean, there's talk about a disconnect. You know, you've got on the one hand, you've got the administration trying to say, you know, everything's getting better, you know, but. Again, people out on Main Street, just across the highways and byways, they're not seeing things getting better anytime soon. In fact, most think that the economy will get worse next year.
Yeah, I think that's kind of in the cards to some degree. I mean, everybody's kind of, you know, some of the reasons why the markets are doing well, people are expecting not a, you know, a hard recession, but expecting a recession nonetheless. You know, not to mention we still are going to have a fallout of many companies, and rightfully so, companies that were basically staying afloat on cheap money. That's going to end soon. You're going to see a lot of EV companies go under, and a lot of these, you know, so-called zombies go by the wayside, and it's going to have its effect.
Well, you mentioned zombies, too. I saw an article the other day that talked about commercial properties can start to become zombie properties. And I suppose in the long run, if there's redevelopment that's, you know, puts more money back into the economy, creates jobs, or at least employs, you know, large groups of people to rehab these places. But that's a slow-going kind of a thing, wouldn't you say? It takes time to redesign or get permits, and by the time it's all sort of built back, I'm not saying built back better, but built back, you know, a couple of two or three years have gone by.
Yeah, if they're going to be built back in the first place. I mean, the overarching theme is that there's way too much commercial retail real estate that's out there at this point in time. And, you know, so sometimes you're going to have to look at to change the dynamic of cities in regards to, you know, whether or not you're going to move, change it to residential, whether or not you're going to turn it back to nature. There's a lot of things that need to be considered, but the idea that there's going to be this rush back to the office, that, I mean, that should have happened already. And, you know, I don't see any sort of trend that's going to bring us back to the occupancy rates that we had, prior to COVID. Even prior to COVID, we were seeing a definite change due to technology. It's just gotten that much worse. And, you know, companies that are going to have, you know, ordering people back, they've kind of done that already. And, you know, various different studies that were done on, you know, the key cards and the key swipes and the amount of people that are walking around. Again, it changes the complete dynamic of cities and what they can charge to rent based upon walking traffic. And I don't see that really going back in the opposite direction.
Well, isn't it amazing to see what happened over that comparatively small space of time during COVID because people started using technology, you know, a wholesale use of technology to work remotely where they could, you know, if you had an office job or something like that. Not everybody could do that, but that really set the stage. And what you're talking about is actually pretty far reaching because you're talking about the reimagination of major cities. I mean, this is no small thing.
Oh yeah. It's a major thing. And, it's not going to go back in the office direction. You know, the way people purchase items as well. I mean, people that might be still, you know, going to stores and buying certain items or, you know, that, you know, because of COVID went online and started, you know, learned how to buy stuff online. Now they do that all the time. So they're not going to go back and change from that.
Well, of course not, because it's way too convenient. But, again, in that comparatively small period of time, you know, I wonder what things might look like 2 years from now. Certainly 5 years from now, we'll be talking about some very, very different aspects of how the American economy even operates at that point, perhaps.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, there's certain companies out there that are going to benefit from it. There's other companies that are going to obviously, you know, take their lumps from it. And, you know, this is why the need to, you know, obviously be aware and change your model. And you take a look at even some of the big box stores and the strides that they've made in regards to their online presence and whatnot, whether it be Walmart or Target, and understanding that that's something they're going to really have to be involved with.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the quick and the dead. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, folks. We're going to be talking with Chris again tomorrow morning. But, Chris, you have yourself a great morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. We got another whole hour of the program, folks. We're going to talk to Patrick Hyland, Brandon Rhymes, towards the bottom of next hour. We're taking your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.